This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, where you just saw J.P. Finley kind of do the, the Chris Collinsworth slide?
That was not even close to a Collinsworth.
I mean, you want to try to
give you one?
You want to try to give
it?
Here we go.
Everybody. Yeah, it's in a chair, which is a little more difficult.
Yeah, and there we are. A little too close.
Too
didn't
close.
Sink the landing. I'm comfortable just like you overshot the mark. You hit it too far past the pin.
You are so advanced. What is that? You have a graphic when you go to break?
Yeah, we got commercials on this show.
Bro, my hat's off to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. If you do want good Commanders content, though, J.P. Finley on YouTube, very, very good channel. Lots of stuff
there.
Yeah,
but it's like not produced. Yours is like well produced. Mine is just rugged, raw.
You're doing great. If you want the raw video of Adam Peters talking to reporters today,
see, I think that's
where you go.
I think there's a market for that. That's why I always
there is. Yeah. There is. That's probably more of an off-air conversation that we can have about best YouTube practices, but maybe we'll do that at some point over a beverage here in Indianapolis.
Hoff, I have a unique path, dude.
Yeah.
In all facets.
If JP were to write an autobiography, one, that's not going to happen because JP would have to write a book. Two.
My wife wants me to.
Really?
Yeah. She like very much wants me to.
Oh, interesting. I think a unique path would be a good potential title contender.
It would.
All right.
Or Zindiana.
that's this week for you. So John Allen, the trade request comes in today. You confirm the reports pretty quickly. Like, what's the impetus here, if there's anything beyond the obvious of his contract is up and it makes a hell of a lot of financial sense for them to move on from him?
Bro, I think this is strictly just football business, and it's not good or bad. It's just this is how good teams operate. And I think when you look at even the Newton pick from last year, it's kind of setting yourself up to be able to do this. I think we will see it. One of these things where actions are what matter, right? I think we will see it, though, in action when they say we want to do right by John and we want to do right by us. If they can't get a trade, and from what I understand, you're talking about probably like a late round pick swap, like John and a six, and maybe you get a late four, something like that. And maybe it's even less than that. Maybe it's John and a six for a five or something. I don't know. But NFL trade market's so unique and so hard to figure out.
You're not getting a lot in return. People are like, hey, trade it for Myles Garrett.
Right.
Like, that's not how
I love the Allen
go.
And a one for Garrett. Like, that's not going to work. But I think it's highly possible that don't get a trade done, and then the right thing to do for John is to release him so that he is available when free agency opens, when the market opens. And I think we've seen in the past at various times they haven't always really treated their guys in that manner, and I think this will be the first opportunity for Peters and DQ and this group to show they do.
Do you think that matters in this league? I know something on the Wizards side that like Dawkins talks about all the time is like, we want to do right by our guys because we think our reputation in the league matters. It's something they clearly care about in that league. In this league that is notoriously harsh in the way it does business, do you think that matters?
I think the NBA, there's so much money floating around and everything's guaranteed that the reputation absolutely matters. In the NFL, where money's hard to get and none of it's guaranteed, money like, it's similar to the conversation, like, oh, free agents are going to want to come play with Jaden. That's great. 98% of those decisions are based on money.
Right.
Like, so maybe that 1%
they will this year because they might have $100 million in cap space.
Right. I mean, but I do think it matters to do things the right way, because I think a big part of it, and I think they're not going to tell us a word about it till there's an Instagram post showing the new contract, but like, I think the McLaurin deal will be indicative of it too. These dudes talk about brotherhood and culture, and part of that, and the Niners do this well, not to say there aren't contentious negotiations, the Niners take care of their guys when it comes time, right? That's a big part of brotherhood and culture. Like, you want your leaders to buy in the locker room? Cool. But you got to pay them when it's time. And I think locker rooms are full of lots of different people. You've worked the NFL locker rooms, yes, just like me, right? One thing, every single person in there, 53 on the active, now you got 65 in there, they all know how much money the other guy's making. They know what their guarantees are. They know what their bonus structures are. And if one of your leaders is coming up, you either pay them or you give them an opportunity to go, and you do it the right way. With guys in professional football understand the cutthroat nature of this business, but there's still a right and a wrong way to do it.
100%. That's really well said, because I do think that's something that is true on both fronts, right? Guys both get it, that there is a business element to this that is totally undeniable, that eventually will come for them. And they hope that it comes for them on their third contract, when it's just like, well, at least I stacked whatever millions, not on like, oh, I was the rookie last year that got a shot and now I didn't even make the team. But there's going to be a harshness to the business because of the numbers game eventually. But also, there's like an accepted, it's almost like the rules of war, like the rules of engagement type of thing. We're like, yeah, but at least, okay, they went about it the right way. And I was talking to a former player over the weekend about, like, the, you know, he had gotten released here. Funny story, I'll tell you off air, by the way, of running into this player in a very random place. He had been released from here, and like the way they went about it, he was pissed about.
Well, I don't want to guess who the player is, but a pretty common known story is how they handled Morgan Moses a couple of years ago.
Wasn't Morgan,
okay?
But, yeah,
but like, there's a right way and a wrong way, and some of that wasn't anybody's fault. It was they liked Leno. Leno got released out in the, because there's kind of another rung of free agency after the draft where, right, some veterans do get released because the guys they drafted, whatever.
Right. You want a contingency plan going into the draft. You actually get the guy that you didn't think you were going to get. Now all of a sudden you got a surplus.
So there's lots of routes, right? But the best way to handle it is to let a guy be free when the true free agency market opens.
So on Allen, with that front, to go back to kind of the impetus for this, and JP Finley's with us here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, like, I actually think the best thing for the team is also to just let him go as soon as you know that you're not going to have a trade. Am I misreading that math, or is that how that all adds up? Because that gives them more, the second they let him go, they get the cap space. Yeah. So they would have more cap space going into free agency.
I don't think you're in a hurry to do it by the end of this week.
Right.
But I think you get to March 8th-ish. You know what I mean? Like, you'll have kicked every tire. People will call you. I think there's going to be some interest in Allen, specifically from, like, if you look at a pair of NFC North teams in the Vikings and the Lions, and teams that feel like they're on the doorstep there. And John's still a good player, especially if you can get him in, like, a situational thing, and the asking price isn't too high. But, you know, yeah, I don't think you want this to linger, but you got a little bit of time. But, dude... this is not a surprise to anyone. I don't even think to informed fans this is a surprise.
No. I mean, I think we've all known. Maybe it's like, oh, they didn't realize the trade was an option. But, like, I think if you ask most people that pay attention, was John Allen going to be a Commander in 2025, like as in the 2025 league year / season, the answer is no, because there's no reason for him to be.
Perhaps there was a lane where he wanted to be here so bad, and he told AP or DQ, hey, I really just want to finish my career here, it's home, that like I could take a below market rate. But I don't think he should do that, and I don't think he would.
And I also,
that to me would have been the only path.
So here's the other uncomfortable part of this. I don't know that he fit with them from multiple things. Like, they schematically did things differently.
Agreed with that.
From when he was in the game versus when he was not, like the stretch he was into the start to then he goes out. And the stuff that they did when he went out seems a lot more similar to the way that Dan's defense has played in Dallas and everywhere else he's been, that's been really good. And I draw the conclusion that perhaps there was some disagreement there, and I don't know how much room, like, in a way that I appreciate.
But a lot shifted.
There's, like, I don't know.
The season after the injury, too. You
for
know?
Sure. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, if you're trying to get the new leadership and the new everything, like, Terry is so bought in and so clearly, like, at the forefront of what they're doing. I don't know that John's that in the same way in terms of the transition and the way they go about their business. And I'm not saying, like, obviously, for Washington now, DQ's way is right because he's the one guiding it, and Adam is, you know, right there with him in lockstep. I'm not saying that the way that John thinks about football or whatever doesn't or can't work. I don't think it's the same thing.
It's interesting. I don't know. I think the injury probably impacted that, whereas for me, at best, you could say an incomplete decision on that.
Yeah.
Like, he was just removed and rehabbing for right. so long. And I think, like, you know the argument about stadiums is like, well, if you put that money towards something else, there'll be development too, right?
Right.
Like, I if Allen was still on the field, might that defense have changed also?
Maybe.
Like schematically, you know?
Maybe.
And when you saw him come back, I thought he was good in the two playoff games. I thought he was really bad the first game back.
Definitely the best two games that he played all year.
And then didn't they I'd have to go back. But didn't they kind of, like, start trying to use him to set an edge in some of the run? I think that was more of a problem with who they had to set edges in the run.
That's
definitely ideal for John, but, like, that to me shows a level of buy-in. Like, yeah, dude, I'll do that.
But at some point, right, like, would...
But if your argument is simply, I'm not sure he's a fit going forward, I think...
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they
drafted Newton for that reason.
And
similar.
Money.
Well, and then you get to the financial side. And the financial side is just a no-brainer. Like, it would... Unless John was playing at a Pro Bowl caliber level, paying him what he is due would be pretty recklessly irresponsible, which is, by the way, how every NFL deal is basically
totally
done.
Right.
Because at the end of it, you want to either be able to be like, we have a bargain, like, especially if you give a guy a ton guaranteed up front. I know you know this, but for the audience listening, like, if you give a guy a bunch of money up front, the change is, or the exchange, the way that gets balanced for it to be fair for the player to get the money up front for the team is like, well, we get control on the back end. And if you've played your tail off, you're probably going to want a new deal, and that's our decision. Or we can just move on. And I think it makes sense with where John is and what he's done to move.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Move on. The other big Commanders adjacent story today is that Andrew Berry, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, is very insistent they are not trading Myles Garrett. And I had Andrew Siciliano sitting where you are about an hour ago, and he is like, that's for real. Like, they are not trading. Now, we'll see if, you know, there's a holdout situation, whatever, if it gets ugly in July. But, like, I think on the Browns side, they are very much of the mindset that if we just give him the biggest guaranteed deal in the history of the NFL for a defensive player, he'll sign it and hopefully he'll retire at Cleveland Brown. if you are then the Commanders going into this offseason, and Adam had the fun exchange with 48 today about, oh, what big trade could you be talking about? Like, how do you try to build a team when you know getting the best defensive player in football could still potentially be out there? Because that now seems like it's their task. If Garrett's traded, it's not going to be happening anytime soon.
I think today, Tuesday, Garrett is not available. I think Garrett doesn't seem to be the dude to start causing a bunch of trouble, but like,
no,
Garrett could become available. I think as we get to the draft, Garrett could become available. I feel like if it gets past the draft, he sticks around because they give him just some ungodly amount of money. And they could show Garrett, and this is what all the Browns people I've talked to are saying, that, hey, we're going to sign a veteran. Like, we're going to try to get some stability at the quarterback
position. Right, they think they're close.
Great. I'm not willing to rule out Garrett, but I also think if it's not Garrett, doesn't mean that there aren't moves to be made. Max Crosby, and the Raiders keep saying the same stuff. He has 2 years left on his deal without a single guaranteed dollar.
He ain't showing up.
Would you?
No. And the thing is, like, the way the CBA is, you get fined to hell if you actually legitimately hold out.
But didn't who but these did guys, it last year? They still they wiped hold, it. Even they hold they're not in. Supposed to. Right.
That's right, the thing. It's like you go to camp. Yeah, you go to camp. You wear
Judon,
t-shirt and shorts.
Jamar did it in Cincinnati. Had to send him away?
Yeah.
Right. So you could cause enough trouble. You know, like, I don't know that Garrett's that dude, and I think if the money – I don't – if playing in Cleveland really bothered you, would it only really start to bother you this year when you don't have guarantees on your deal? Because I think you would have been bothered for a while now.
I wonder if he has been bothered for a while,
sure,
and was a good soldier, because I don't think he wants
he's
to leave.
Making, like, a lot of money.
I think, for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, he was also having a ton of success. And, you know, like, Siciliano made this point, which I had forgotten about because it's easy to forget because of how much of a disaster the Browns were this year, but also felt like in previous years because of the Watson stuff. They were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, what was he going to do? Come off a playoff year with Flacco and be like, hey, actually, I want out of here? Like, probably not.
Yeah.
Like, he does, like, there is a sense of loyalty, which, by the way, when, you know, fans ask about, oh, does he fit in Washington? Like, yeah, he's a great dude. Like, the reviews on Miles as a guy are like A++++. And the fact that he's tolerated this many years in Cleveland,
sure,
like, actually speaks well to his character. And now I think you just kind of get to a breaking point where you're like, I'm good.
See, it's funny. So Tischler and I just did this on the podcast. What is your percentage chance Garrett gets traded today?
I'd probably say like 40.
Okay, so I was at 50. Mitch was at 75. Like, he's just like, I think it's still happening. I think at best it's a coin flip. And I think the Barry and crew have to be so steadfast because they don't want to even entertain it. Because the second you're like,
right,
yeah, you know, we've got to consider, then it's done.
Right.
Like as soon as I
remember. That toothpaste is out of the tube.
Dude, I remember when the then Redskins sent out the first press release, was like, we're going to review the impact of our team name. As soon as you review the impact, you're allowing that there is an impact, and it's over.
Bank of America, October 2022.
Yeah, exactly.
We're exploring the possibility of a sale.
Right.
But then again, the learners put the toothpaste back in the tube. So, you know,
they are a unique bunch.
Yeah, that is, to say the least. J.P. Finley with us here on the Hoffman Show. Anything else from any of the press conferences? I mean, there's stuff that's interesting. Obviously, I don't know if you saw that. I think you were over there, actually. Ballard and Steichen apparently said they're going to have an open quarterback competition in Indianapolis. Like, there's interesting NFL stuff. Is there anything
that's
else that
trying
was said?
To hold on to your job?
Yeah,
especially
of course it is. Of course it is. Anything
here? I posted a clip of Pete Carroll. Mitch and I were standing there for Pete Carroll, and we're like, we should ask him about Bobby Wagner. And he's like, yeah, you know, I was really happy for Bobby and Dan this year. Really cool year. Bobby's bomb with that quarterback. I think he said something like irreplaceable. And then at the end, almost with like a smirk, he's like, and he's a free agent. I'm talking about Bobby.
Yeah,
that is
sent shivers up your spine.
It's something to watch.
Yeah. It's a West Coast guy.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think it's always interesting listening to the other coaches. Howie Roseman had a line that stood out to me, especially as Washington has to try to chase Philly in their own division. And Howie said, I have an unhealthy obsession with offensive and defensive linemen. And, like, if you watch that team, that's
yeah,
where they just absolutely kick your butt. So,
They're real good at finding them.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of a guidepost for Washington.
On the Bobby thing, made me think of this. Like, obviously, they have, 28 of their own free agents that
big number.
Are out there, and Adam seems to want to re-sign a fair amount of them, which, when you go to the NFC Championship game, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Any in particular that you think are, like, who are the, if you had to rank the top three guys, priority-wise, for them, not for you, for them, who do you think those three guys are?
I think Chin's got to be near the top. I think if you consider the snap count, I mean, that dude played damn near every snap unless he came off the field for an injury. And that he's younger, you know. It's easy to say Wagner there, but Wagner is older. Chin, I think he's 27. Yeah. I'd have to pull it up. I don't have my computer. But I think Chin, you try to get a three-year deal.
Yeah.
And you kind of do what they did with Biotish or Armstrong, where there's a little bit of guaranteed money into a second year. So you're probably able to keep those guys around. I think Chin's at the top of the list. I think Wagner, Ertz.
And I think that's the interesting thing. I don't have a bunch of guys. Like, there's a bunch of guys that I would love to bring back if the price is right. Your Diamis, you know, on down the list. Like, OZ, I think, is an interesting one. Like, there's plenty of those guys. But, like, you get to Wagner and Ertz, the mid-30s guys, pretty quick. And I would pay them, you know, market value, as I guess a funny term, because I think what fans think market value for those guys is versus what their actual markets might be versus what their agents might want three totally different numbers.
Totally.
But, like, I would bring those two back in a heartbeat, and I would pay more than I paid last year to have them.
I think you'll have to.
Yes.
I mean, that's you know what the cost of eggs are?
Yeah.
But I think one thing I found really interesting that I tried to ask AP was, like, hey, how important is it to get some of these in-house guys done?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, some of them want to see what the market is. I think Ertz, in his closing comments at locker cleanout, was super clear about wanting to come back.
Correct.
And I think, I wonder if you can get Ertz done before, because he's got a perfect situation. He's got Cliff.
He's got the coach he wants to play, the only coach he wants to play for, and the guy that he said, and this is a guy that might go to the Hall of Fame. And he said, I'd do my whole career over, basically, if I could play with that dude every year.
And he talked throughout the season about how well DQ took care of him.
Yes.
He never practiced on a Wednesday, just let him take care of his body. So I think Ertz, you could get done. Wagner, dude, we had Joel Corey on last week, I think, on our show. And at some point, people got to stop being slaves to the age thing and just look at the production.
Dude, was a second team All-Pro.
Right. Like, if I'm Bobby Wagner, unless that number is very correct, I might wait. Especially,
do you have a number in mind for what that is?
So Corey said 10 mil.
But the thing is, like,
Carroll's in Vegas. Like,
yeah,
he will have options.
Yeah. They got money and.
But every year he's been available, and there's just this really slow train for him. So,
for sure.
Maybe I think the other thing, I don't know.
I think the other thing to remember is the cash number and the cap number are two very different numbers.
Yeah. Peter's talked about that.
And so, like, if you want to get, I've been using this example, like, if Zach is like, my number's 12 million. And it's a 1 year, $12 million. You can put a void year and make $8 million of that a signing bonus. Now your cap number for this year for him is only $8 million. You push $4 million of it into next year. So, like, there's things you can do cap gymnastics wise, or you just do it this year because you're gonna have $100 million after you waive John Allen or trade John Allen. Last thing, I'm asking everybody who sits in this chair this. It hits a little different for you because you also cover the team. But my question for everybody that I'm asking is there something you learned about the NFL or team building from watching what Washington did this year that either, like, really clarified something for you, or that you had, it was just like, nope, I learned that in 2025 watching this group work?
I mean, to quote Ron Rivera, quarterback?
That's mean, and I like it.
You get a quarterback, it changes everything. And that's not to say that a lot of other great things didn't happen, and if you care about the emotional, spiritual side of this, they created a real bond in that locker room, and it was special to watch. And I think that carries over in a lot of these close games and everything. And I think they have a pretty good rookie class from last year, and there's a lot of exciting things. But Jaden,
Yeah.
Jaden is my final answer.
Yeah, he solves a lot, slash fishes a lot, slash make sure everything, all the culture stuff comes alive to its maximal
ability.
Dude,
it's easy to buy in when you've got the best player on the field.
That's true. And how many times did you ask guys in that locker room, hey, why'd you win today? Basically, and the answer was five.
Yeah, dude.
And the fact that they know, it's pretty funny.
Remember when Tress shouldn't give his number up was a thing?
Yeah.
I love Tress. He's a dear friend of mine. There's a reason. There's a reason for all of it.
By the way, the story with his wife looking at him being like, why do you have the C on your chest? Like, that's good stuff right there.
That's the good stuff.
So, what's Tress's wife's name?
Bree.
Bree?
Yeah.
The real captain
of
the Commanders. Shout out to Bree. All right, that's JP Finley. You can hear him tomorrow at the table that's right there. But you'll hear it on the radio on 106.7 The Fan. Also, they stream live on YouTube over on their page as well.
We don't have commercials, though.
Yeah, well, you do have commercials. You just don't have a graphic that I'm about to play here on the stream. All right, I'm going to hit that graphic now, and then I have no idea what we're doing next, but more from the Indianapolis Scouting Combine.
Real things people said into real microphones.
That's in an hour. Thanks for listening.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.